I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's Live 115, your morning mess. How you do? It's Joey Boy.
Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
In studio is my amigo, Michael Yo.
Yes. Yes.
Off tour, I mean,
it's just at the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 premiere.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, Chris Pratt, more. Now I'm here with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I roll. Now I'm here with you. Yeah.
So you upgrade is what you're saying. Vin Diesel.
Total upgrade. Like, this, we go way back, like 15, 20 years.
Something
I mean,
like
it's
that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I catch up with you, and that this is one of the benefits of social networking, of seeing you work. And I just reflect back, and I tell, they've heard the stories, but sometimes I remind my wife, like, yo, that's crazy. Like, well, watching TV. And you flash up like, that's my neighbor Michael Yo from back in the day.
You guys were neighbors?
Yes.
No way.
Oh yeah. At this, it was a hot place in Houston at one time. I mean, it was the place to live.
Yeah, it was.
And that's not, we don't want to talk about those days.
We don't want to talk about all those white women you had coming in and out of your apartment.
Wait. Oh, yeah. So you like white women?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I married one.
Yeah.
I married one.
That's okay. There's a lot of people on Grindr that are married to women too.
Download Brothers.
That's right.
Oh, is that a new app? Download Brothers.
Actually, if you want to start that with me, that could be something. That could be great.
I think Anisha and Michael Yo just created a new app.
Download Brothers.
Download Blazers. You like that more, Anisha? He's black and Asian.
You know what? It's the best of every different type of world I want to be a part of.
Thank you. See, they're the black best. And Asian, and my wife is white. You see?
There you go.
We had a panda. But we got a baby. It's a panda.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's great, but like your wife isn't here.
Yeah. So...
My wife is here.
Oh.
My wife is here.
She's here in spirit.
Right answer.
Yeah,
Taking care of the new baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Round of applause for the new
baby. Yes.
7 weeks old.
Seven weeks?
I've never loved something besides my wife that much. You know, like, it's amazing. I miss it already. I just left last night. I miss him already, you know, but you gotta work. House of Comedy here. I'll be performing, so I got to do it.
House of Comedy, speak on it. So tonight you have an engagement.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So tonight I got two shows, House of Comedy. Tomorrow, two shows at House of Comedy. And like always when I come on this show, if you go to my website, michaelyo.com/hookup, I'm going to hook some people up with free tickets randomly, too, so everybody has a shot. michaelyo.com/hookup.
I felt privileged last time you were here.
Yes.
Michael, I went to one of your shows. He's like, come here, I got to talk to you real quick.
What?
He's like, I got to let you know, me and the wife are having a baby.
Yes!
I was like, hey, man, you telling me?
Yes.
He's like, yeah, but you can't say anything.
And congratulations on yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is we're adults now.
We're adulting. It's a trick, right?
We used to have this girl in our apartment complex called Courtney on the Corner.
Yeah.
Courtney on the Corner.
We've gone from Courtney on the Corner.
My wife is listening right now. Your wife might not be. We can't talk about Courtney in no corner
right now, bro.
Okay,
Courtney on the Corner. But,
what?
But no, this is a girl that lived around. She was nice to look at.
But she? Oh, my God.
We can talk about Michael Yo had this beautiful roommate, white girl as well. You really into white
girls. I did have a white roommate too. She was beautiful. I forgot her name though.
You did. She was a roommate. But weren't you banging her too?
No, she was just. No, her boyfriend, this is how long ago we knew each other. Her boyfriend was the lead drummer of Live, that rock band Live.
Really?
Yeah, that's how long ago that was. Her name was Christy. Wow. I do remember now.
Keep reminding y'all that I'm old. Keep reminding y'all.
Joey's about 67 years old.
Exactly.
His father's easy around these parts.
He's getting gray in the beard. That's how you know you're
here.
I saw that.
I was like, damn, getting old.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I look at all your interviews, and I'm like, I get nervous on upcoming artists. I don't know, Natasha, Anish, do you get
interviews?
I swear to you.
That's funny, because those are like the easiest artists to interview, because you're trying to find out about them. It's the OGs that I'm like nervous, like, yo, I want to ask the right questions. You know, we just had Premiere in here. I'm like, yo. Well, with Premiere, it was easy because we just all geeked out.
No, yeah. I ask what I want to ask. I don't really.
I do too. I don't like to prep.
Yeah, but
I can't
see you getting nervous. I think you're playing that up. You don't get nervous.
Oh, damn, he called you out.
Yeah, I think you're lying.
I do get nervous. If I know who we're going to interview, like when we're going to go to the billboards next month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we start knowing the big names, I get a little nervous.
Who would you be nervous to interview?
I would be
like
nervous.
Kanye?
I would be, you know, yes. Kanye, definitely. First of all, I would be very nervous like, to interview
Kanye.
That'd
be great. That'd be great. Because I would want him to yell at you and you, make a moment.
It's
you
like
know
a
what I mean?
Guaranteed moment.
Like it's
with
that
him.
Sway interview where he just started yelling at Sway.
Yeah. Well, he got the answers.
How Sway?
Yeah. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows you. I mean, that's amazing. I would love that.
My thing is, if I'm a fan of somebody, I don't want to get a bad taste of them and then I don't like them anymore. I'd rather just put them in a pedestal. Like, I like Vin Diesel. I loved the movie, by the way.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious 8.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, my God. It's the best one.
Vin Diesel, he gets a bad rap because, you know, that whole thing that went down with The Rock on set of Fast and Furious because Vin Diesel is always late, and he admits that. He's like 3 hours late to everything.
3 hours?
Yes. So he would make The Rock stand around set for like 3 hours.
Wait, that was real?
Oh, that's real. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I thought that was fake. Oh, no, like, just, you know,
that's real.
That's real. Did you ask him that on the interview? Or is that off?
I know people.
Okay. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm the insider. You know, I know people.
But he self admits he's just late. He's a little
he's
bit of a
late.
Diva.
I mean,
he knows
he's
it.
The face of the franchise.
Right.
He's made, I mean, that movie's going to make over $1 billion in 3 weeks.
Easy.
Yeah, he's going to show up late. He shows up whenever he wants to, and nobody can do
girl,
anything about
please.
It.
Did he show up late to your interview?
Oh, no, he was on time.
He was on time.
Right on time. Right on time. Right on
but
time.
Good guy.
Oh, great. To me?
To
great
you,
guy.
But
great
to the
guy
rock?
For me. No. Always been great with me. Like literally anything I want him to do, he does. So.
So if you're listening right now, Michael Yo, you might know him from Mary Chelsea Lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How's Chase? Do you keep in contact with Chelsea?
Actually, she had a bowling tournament last night. I got invited to, but I couldn't go because I needed to be here.
Oh, priorities. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank priorities. You for coming here,
that's
Michael.
That's how much love I have.
Some people know you from the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. Courtney and Khloe take Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm on The Insider.
Right.
Here, Wendy Williams. And the talk. And then I do stand-up.
Jesus. Yeah. Busy guy. I just had the baby and whatnot. And your wife was on a reality show.
Oh,
herself.
She still is. She's still in the running. It's the finals next week. She made it all the way to the end, kicking and screaming.
Wait,
so
what?
It's on Fox. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. They put her in the jungle. Right before, 3 weeks after we got married, she went into a jungle. And she's competing in this show. I mean, it's over now, obviously, but she, you know, she's in the finals next week.
So it's a show where is she? I just read the synopsis on it real quick, where you're put in the jungle with someone that's like super, you know, outdoor friendly.
Oh, yeah.
With someone that's like not about.
Yeah, she's
the
not
outdoors.
About that jungle life at all. And then you're teamed up with an expert, so she's like in the finale now. So
really,
wow. So she wins $250,000. I can use that.
For those that don't know, Michael Yeo was on Fear Factor back in the day.
God.
Remember that?
No, wait.
Did you? Okay, go ahead.
It was the first, right? I was on the pilot episode, the first episode they ever shot of Fear Factor.
And I was so mad at him because me and him did radio in Houston.
Yes.
I was in LA and he's like, yo, I'm going on some reality show. It's called, I don't even know what it's called. I'm going to be there in LA. We'll link up. I'm waiting for this guy's call the whole weekend. I text him like Monday, Tuesday, like, dude, what the hell?
And they wouldn't let us use phones. Like, they took everything away from you. Like, literally, when you went on that show, they took your whole life away for a week.
Wow.
So I couldn't contact anyone. And, like, I had to eat sheep eyeballs, you know, so.
Okay.
So the thing about sheep eyeballs, when you bite into it, they burst in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
It's just the retina. Just, it's disgusting.
Did you hear, maybe you can confirm this, I've heard that MTV's bringing the show back?
Yes, Ludacris is going to host it.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going to have like an alumni? Maybe you.
No, I don't know.
You would never do it?
No. I'm never doing that show again. Never. Never, Joey boy.
No. Anish, what's something you wouldn't put in your mouth?
Well, you know what? You.
Well, okay.
Oh, okay. There you go. You would be his fear factor.
This is getting awkward. You know what? It's not the food part that scares me. It's like the last of all the challenges is usually you're either way above, like thousands of feet above the air, or you're underwater.
See, that's
those
what got me.
Freak me out.
You remember when I used to wear all that gel in my hair and make it stand up?
Yeah.
When they dunked me underwater, all that gel came out my head. It looked like a squid shooting. It was just like.
They tried to drown you, bro.
They did.
No.
Don't put a half black dude underwater, man. That ain't right.
Swim.
I was like, no, I can't.
You want $1,000 or not? Like, what?
So I went out. I was the first one to go out on the show. But. It is. We made it to the end, but I was the first one to go out. Whatever.
It's good.
No.
I'm
good.
Still bitter
good.
About it.
Yeah. Flash forward like 20 years, and now you're doing stand-up. When you say you're doing stand-up, like, Michael Yo's doing stand-up.
I know. My friends got scared when I first started. They were like, you know you're about to go on stage, right? You don't have to do this.
I always wonder, like, obviously being in radio, I'm like, am I just funny to my friends and the people that surround me? Or, like, would I be able to do, because I've considered stand-up or
you
just doing some type of improv class or show. show or whatnot.
Oh, just
so
go up
that's
there
like,
and talk. Just go up there. Like, my friends were scared. They were like, hey, you shouldn't do this tonight. But this was like, I sold out the Improv in Houston. That's where I'm from.
Wow.
So all these, and then after it was over, they were like, oh my God, you're funny. Because I'm not funny in real life, though. You know, I don't go around cracking a bunch of jokes.
No, you surprised me the first time I saw you. I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
Michael's
but when you
funny.
See me on stage, it's like different. I talk about it's nothing. It's family friendly. It's all about my life, but it's a different me. It's a more amped up me. But
you got
an
alter ego then.
That's right. The funny me. But I'm not the comic that just just cracks up. Some guys are just always on. You know what I mean? Like Joe Coy. Have you ever that dude is always on, just witty all the time. Like. It's tough hanging out with him.
D.L. Hughley is like that. I feel
is
like
he, really?
He when he sits down in neighborhood or like well at least for the interviews he'll sit down and blah blah blah.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, like Joe Coy is on all day.
Yeah,
all day.
Have you had any of the Kardashians check your show out?
No. They ain't coming to my show.
And I would think
because they would take too much
damn.
Attention away too. You know, everybody
smart.
Just be talking about them.
But then you could talk about them.
No, I don't want to say anything.
I
don't talk about people. I just talk about myself. I'll have a couple of celebrity stories, but I put them in the show. But they're not mean. The joke's on me, though. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yes.
I kind of make it fun. I'm a nice guy.
It's a good show, man.
Yeah, man.
You surprised me. We friends and all, but I was like, yo, this is gonna be a flop. This might be corny. And then I went and saw two or three years. Like, yo, Michael's funny as hell.
Yeah, and now the show's bigger because I got slideshows to go.
Oh,
so when
really?
I got all the pictures of the family. Oh, it's like
your
a
mom
woman.
And dad.
Oh,
and
everything. My new wife, the new baby. Oh, it's great.
That's dope.
Great.
All right, show tonight is what times?
All right. 7:30 and 9:30, House of Comedy. Go to my michaelyo.com/hookup to win tickets. michaelyo.com/hookup to win tickets.
Awesome. Give it up for our guy, Michael Yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I do have one more question.
Yes,
it is the
yes.
1 year anniversary of Prince's passing. Obviously, you're someone that's been in radio for a long time. Do you have any like memories attached to, you know, playing his music at one point?
I just know. Oh, yes. I remember playing his music. I remember I never interviewed him, but mm-hmm. I was in the same room with him.
Wow.
You know, and what was weird about being in the same room with Prince, he doesn't talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
so,
you feel
but,
his presence,
but
right?
But you feel like you want to talk to him, but then since he wasn't talking a lot, what you going to talk about?
Uh-huh.
It's one of those positions, like you said, do you want to meet him? And what if he doesn't say anything? And now you don't like Prince, so.
And then he's levitating there.
That's
like,
what I wanted to know.
Are you
does
levitating
he?
During his interview?
He's just floating, making pancakes. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
Which is true, which is real. My friends have confirmed that knew him. He really did invite people over and make pancakes.
Wow.
It's just crazy.
And they
right?
play
yeah,
basketball. Cool.
And, they,
play
and yeah. they said he was really good at
I heard
basketball.
He was nice.
Like, for real. Like, for real, they would school people in basketball.
Breaking ankles.
Go ahead, Prince.
Go
ahead, Prince.
Aww. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Way to end it on a bummer note.
Come
to my show.
You're right, my bad. I just had to get that one in.
Dearly beloved.
Dearly beloved.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.